All of Yerushalmi corresponding to Me'ila Bavli Daf Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tethrov Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Kelim shesachem b'shem entame v'chadu v'sachem b'shem entoho, or shesachem b'shem entoho v'chadu v'sachem b'shem entame, v'bledo ime acha rishon aniba v'chachamimim acha achrin. The Mishnah says that Kelim, that one anointed with tame oil and he then went to them with toho oil, or anointed them with Tahor oil, and he returned anointed them with Tamei oil. Rabbi Lezer says, I follow the first one, if it was Tahor, what exudes is therefore Tahor, and vice versa. Chum say, we follow the last one. The Gemara says, my time is Rabbi Lezer, what's Rabbi Lezer's reasoning? And then we have a gist here, the Vonagoyna Achrin Moitzis Arishwin, the last expels the first, and my time is Rabbanon, the Gemara adds, what is Rabbanon's reasoning? Arishwin Moitzis Achrin, the first expels the last. Amr Yechon Rav Yehuda Rav Elezer Shneim Amudav Echad. Rav Yechon said that Rav Yehuda and Rav Elezer say the same matter. The Tanin and Taman Sluchus Shepiesar Tovim Lemali Kedarfei. We have a Mishnah that says that a flask of the Mechatas, the Paradum of waters, whose mouth is narrow, one immerses the hyssop in it and raises it, takes it out normally without concern lest when pressed against the mouth, liquid of the hyssop was pressed out and part of what he sprinkles is not Mechatas. This is like the Chachamim, who hold that the first expels the last, the liquid of the hyssop never exudes. Rav Yehuda Omer, Hazaya HaRishayna. Rav Yehuda says that the first Hazaya is kosher, but not subsequent Hazayas, the subsequent sprinklings. When the hyssop was removed from the flask, presumably it pressed against the mouth. Perhaps water was pressed into the hyssop, and liquid of the hyssop exuded, and it is part of the liquid remaining on it. And a shear of Mechatas does not remain on it. The first Hazaya is kosher, because it certainly has a shear. Command of Yehuda Omer Harishon Moitzis Achrin, Kain of Lezer Omer, I should say Harishon Moitzis Achrin. Just like Yehuda says that the last expels the first, so Rav Lezer says that the last expels the first. Ad Kadoin Keshe Sach Mikan Umikan, I should say Sach Mikan Umatza Mikan, Ma Amar Ba Rav Lezer. You might ask, perhaps Rav Lezer said so only when he anointed the first time from here and from here, both sides of the Kli. If he anointed from here and anointed it the second time and found here on the other side, what does Rabbi Lezer say? Does he say that even then, that the last expelled the first?
Nishmena min ador, dam Rabbi Yavor, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo sefta bas luchis, el afilo sefel, am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, shnehem om Rav Echad. The answers we learn from the following, that Rabbi Yavor, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that this is not only a flask, rather also a sefel, which is a kli, with a wide mouth, so the hyssop isn't pressed. And Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezer said the same matter. Yislach neima, tamon, should say, it would seem kishetavel mikan umazeh besalasheni like kishetavel mikan umazeh mikan vayfacha kishesach mikan umatz mikan. Can you say that he immersed here and sprinkles on the other side that was not immersed? Certainly not. Rather, he immersed here and sprinkles here on the same side. And Rav Yehuda is concerned lest the hyssop liquid exuded here. Also here, only when he anointed from here and found here on the same side, Rav Yehuda says that the last expelled the first. We come now to the next Mishnah. So, Oshel Truma Shel Kilayim Klai Akerem Shenaflu Sich Isa LeBezek DeLechamit LeBezek DeLechamit Hitzdarfu VeChemitzu Asa LeZarim Emutu LeKehanim. The Mishnah says this saw of Truma and of Klai Akerem fell into a dough, and this one is not enough to ferment it, and this one is not enough to ferment it, and they joined and fermented it. It's forbidden to non-Kehanim and permitted to Kehanim. VeVishim Matir LeZarim Ula Kehanim. VeVishim permits it also to non-Kehanim and to Kehanim. Tavlin shel truma v'shel klei hakerem shenaflu sich kedeira lebeilu kedei letabel lebeilu kedei letabel v'nistarfu v'tvilu asa lezarim emutzu lekehanim. If spices of truma and of klei hakerem fell into a pot, and this one is not enough to season it, and this one is not enough to season it, and they joined and seasoned it, it's forbidden to non-kehanim and permitted to kehanim. V'shem matu lezarim kehanim, and again v'shem permits to non-kehanim and to kehanim. And the Gemara says, "So shall truma shall shviyis shenaflu sich ha'isa lebezek delechamit lebezek delechamit v'nistarf v'chemitzu also lezarim emutu lekehanim." The Gemara says, "If so, of truma and of shviyis fell into a dough, and this one is not enough to ferment it, and this one is not enough to ferment it, and they joined and fermented it, forbidden to non-kehanim v'vetzit lekehanim. But v'shem matu lezarim lekehanim, v'shem permits to non-kehanim and to kehanim. Bezek delechamit, so bezek delechamit v'nistarf v'chemitzu also lezarim lekehanim." If this one was enough to ferment it, and the other one was enough to ferment it, and they joined and fermented it, it's forbidden to non-kehanim and to kehanim. Rav Shimon, Matir, which you say like kahanim ve'isel azar. The love of Shimon permits to kahanim and forbids to non-kahanim. Rabbi Abu am Rabbi Yochanan boy ma ben tuma etzal azorim ma ben shviyif etzal kahanim tuma etzal azorim also shviyif etzal kahanim muteres. Rabbi Abu quoting Rabbi Yochanan asked that what's the difference between tuma to non-kahanim and shviyif to kahanim? Is tuma forbidden to non-kahanim and shviyif permitted to kahanim? Just like Rabbi Lazar of Shimon forbids to non-kahanim, he should forbid to kahanim. Chazra am Rabbi Yochanan tipate shenafal sa'osh atuma tchila. Rabbi Yochanan gives an answer that the case is that Sa'ov Tuma fell in first. The Shvi'ith came only lefagam, which means that it was detrimental to the taste, so it remained permitted to Kehanim. Rabbi Lazar Shimon, Bishitas Aviv, Rabbi Lazar Shimon follows the opinion of his father. Ma Bishitas Aviv, what is this opinion of his father? Rabbi Shimon Omar, Noisne Ta'amim lefagam Mutter, Ken Rabbi Lazar Shimon Omar, Noisne Ta'amim lefagam Mutter. And the answer, just like Rabbi Shimon says that Nathan Tan Lefagam, when the taste of the Issa is detrimental, is permitted, Rabbi Lazar Shimon says that Nathan Tan Lefagam is permitted. Amar Rabbi Abba Maui, Ma'u Beshitas Aviv, Kamad Rabbi Shimon Omar Korasichim Mutarim, Ken Rabbi Lazar Shimon Omar Korasichim Mutarim. A second answer is Rabbi Abba Maui, how is he following the opinion of his father? Just like Rabbi Shimon says that all Sefichim, which are things that grow by themselves, are permitted in Shmitah, so Rabbi Lazar Shimon says that all sichim are permitted, therefore Sa'or of Shvi'is is permitted to everyone. Klom am Rabbi Shimon ela v'sfichei yerek, dilma v'sfichei zvayim. Rabbi Shimon permitted only sfichim of vegetables. Did he permit sfichim of seeds, which are crops grown to eat for the seeds, such as grain from which is made Sa'or? V'kamas hi sfichei yerek, hi sfichei zvayim. The Gemara answers, indeed, Rabbi Lazar Shimon equates Sfichim of vegetables and Sfichim of Zoyim, he permits both of them. Rabbanon de Kisoin, Amrin, Achas Peshitas Aviv, Achas Peshitas Chachomim. And the Rabbanon of Kisoin observed that in one way he holds like his father, and in one way he holds like the Chachomim. Peshitas Aviv, Mishim Neisne Tam, Lefagam Mutter, Peshitas Chachomim, Mishim Shemes Mitzdafim. He holds like his father that Neisne Tam, Lefagam is permitted, and he holds like the Chachomim that Shemes, which is different Esurim, combine. And this is why he forbids in the Resha when neither can ferment by itself.